Good morning. You just heard Friends by Levitation Room, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, coming to you live from the traditional ancestral unceded territory of the Musqueam people. Hi, my name is Sarah, and this is my show, Feeling Sounds, and this is a show where I play indie music and talk about the way that it makes me feel. So today, I have two major things going on. But the overarching theme of this show is going to be sun music. And what that means is I just made this playlist and I thought that all these songs sounded sunny. So today I have a special guest named Michelle Liu, and she's here with me right now.
Hello, thank you for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. And basically what we're going to be doing today is talking about her music and featuring some of it later on in the show. So stay tuned for that. And then the second thing I have going on is that recently I've been taking this music cognition course, and we just had a unit on music and emotion, so I have lots to tell you guys about what I learned. So our next song is going to be If You Want To by Bee Badoobie. Don't really know how to pronounce her name, but she's really cool. She's from England, and she has like these rock vibes, but her voice is very baby sounding, so it makes it sound like pop rock. I really like it. And this specific song kind of makes me feel like I'm a teenager, like walking down the street to my boyfriend's house where we hang out with our friends in the garage, and it's just like that kind of vibe. So this is If You Want To by Bee Badoobie.
If you want to take me, go ahead and try. Experience is nothing compared to the sleep paralysis in my bed. If you wanna love me, to get inside my brain. Experience is nothing compared to the nights I'm always up so late. Bird bugs in my mind, keep them all alive. Insomnia creeps at night, sleep paralysis till
one time. you a call and all the shorts. Get you a tie and you a knot. Won't let you he's had a few. He's talking shit, he never thinks of you. So bite your lip and watch him walk off with his friends, leaving you all alone once again.
You just heard Early to the Party by Andy Schauf, and before that you heard If You Want to by Bee Badoobie. So Early to the Party by Andy Schauf is from his album The Party, which I was just talking to Michelle about that. It's a super cool album. It's like this concept piece. And I really like that first song because of the way he like does the instrumentation, you can sort of visualize exactly what kind of party that is. And I just think that's super cool.
This band is really good, and I've been wanting to find out more about local music.
Yeah, I heard about it through CITR and Discorder.
What's that?
It's a radio station. You can review all the music that comes in and help out with touring bands or just do some data entry to get started in their music department.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, you can just email volunteer@citr.ca and they can help you get into the station or just come in whenever.
Well, I'll be there, so...
So now it is time for our interview with Michelle Liu.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Yeah, so my first question for you is just, do you want to introduce yourself, tell us a little bit about your background and why you're here at UBC?
So I'm Peruvian. My parents are Taiwanese, so coming to Canada, it's just a very different, it's a big change. And I kind of followed my best friend here blindly. I accepted my offer, and then a few days after, I was like, maybe I should look into UBC and maybe Vancouver. So it was kind of a leap of faith, but I've been loving it, so it's good. It's
cool.
Good to be here.
And are you studying anything involving music here, or is it more just something you do on the side?
No, definitely. Music is something that it's for myself. It's therapeutic. It's something that I do to kind of let go of bottled up emotions. I don't think I could systematically study it. I like the cluelessness of it that I go into when I write a song. So
cool. So do you want to talk a little bit more about what your music means to you and like what do you use it for, I guess?
Yeah. So music to me, it's my way of being brave. You know, it's my way of telling people, this is exactly how I feel. This is how I felt about you. But in a more like indirect way. So it's kind of cowardly, but also brave at the same time, which I love. And it's mostly for myself. I don't write music for others. I don't write it to impress others or get like the attention of the that comes with it. Sometimes it's for the most part, it's just I'm feeling this way and I need to get it down, and if somebody happens to listen to it and relate to it and like it, then that's just a completely secondary thing. But yeah, for the most part, it's a way for me to express myself and be brave and tell people how I feel.
Cool. Okay, so we're going to be featuring three of your songs today, and the first one is called Sorry. Do you want to introduce it a little bit and just tell us, like, what it's about?
Yeah, Sorry is a very funny song because I wrote it a year after I had broken up with the person that I wrote it about. So, like, all scars were healed, and I was going through a very dry spell in regards to songwriting. Nothing was really going on in my life, and I kind of want a little bit of drama. So I forced myself to go back to a situation that really hurt me, and I thought, no, what did you feel that moment, and what could have you said at that time?
Yeah.
And it kind of sounds counterproductive, really, like bringing up old scars and making yourself feel bad over something that happened a long time ago. But in terms of songwriting, it works really well. And the word sorry was in that relationship was used a lot against me. I found myself apologizing a lot, saying sorry for things that maybe I shouldn't have ever. So sorry was a way of like redefining that word for me and taking the power away that was used against me. So it's kind of a funny, witty song. The melody is my favorite. I don't really write like upbeat guitar music. and the song and the just the lyrics are really funny. So it's just kind of a funny light song that I
cool. Yeah, that's awesome. Mm-hmm. Okay, so now we're gonna hear that song. I'm excited. This is Sorry by Michelle Liu. Alrighty, so that was Sorry by Michelle Liu, and I have her with me doing an interview right now, and that song was awesome.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, so my next question for you is, do you think you could give a rundown of your writing process? Like, where do you get ideas from, and just, like, how do you go about doing it?
Yeah, of course. So songwriting for me, it's a very impulsive, emotional thing. I don't have, like, a specific schedule to, like, songwrite, or, like, I'm going to sit down on this day to write a song. I just get a feeling, and then I drop everything, and I have to put it down into words. So I kind of put myself in this headspace of, where am I now? What am I feeling? And what do I want to say about it? And that's kind of like where what would happen. It just kind of happens from there. And sometimes when I write songs, the storyline or the sentences, maybe they don't make sense together. And they're kind of like word vomit in a way. But they always end up cohesively coming together at the end. So
yeah, that makes sense. So I noticed you said that the main thing with your songwriting is that it comes from a feeling, and that happens to work very well with the theme of my show, because feeling sounds. So I guess, could you describe, like, if you had one mood or emotional state or genre to describe your music, what would that be?
I never really thought about that. But I was telling you, I picture the suburban street in autumn with all the leaves falling and the air is kind of cold, but there's still sun. Like, that specific place is what I would kind of describe my music as, that kind of feeling that you get walking down the street in a cold, like, morning. Yeah.
Do you have, like, a reason for
that makes
why
sense.
Yeah, no, I love that. It's like painting a word picture. Do you have like why do you feel like your songs or your music is like that, or is it just sort of like this visceral thing that you experience?
Because a lot of the music that a lot of the songs that I write are inspired by music that I listen to myself, and I'm a very emotional person, so I connect a lot of my emotions to songs that I listen to. So I love just walking and listening to music, and so when I get inspired by those songs, it kind of connects to what I write, and I put myself in that specific place. So, like, that's why I kind of visualize it that way.
Yeah. Cool, that's awesome. Okay, so our next song that we're going to be playing by you is called Close to You, but you actually wrote this one with your friend Clara Granados, right?
Yes. So Clara is one of my closest friends, and writing this song was, again, a very impulsive decision. And we were both kind of going through very different situations. She was accepting someone into her life, and I was trying to let go, but we somehow managed to put it all together and write a cohesive storyline. And the song means a lot to me because there's something really powerful about letting go and realizing when it's a good time to take a step back and put yourself out of a situation that's not best for you. Because it's so easy to get caught up and hold on to someone or a feeling and hope that they're going to change, hope that it's going to get better. It's just easy to get caught up on that. But being proactive about what situations you're in and the people that you let into your life is hard. It's very hard and very powerful when you do decide to do it. So the song was kind of my first step of letting go of something that wasn't even mine in the first place, but made me feel good to just, you know, let it go, put it on a song, and then I was able to, like, move on from those feelings that I was harboring for a long time.
That's cool.
Yeah.
Awesome. Okay, so now we're going to hear that song, and it's called Close to You with Clara, or Clara, sorry, with Clara.
Self making the same.
You just heard Close to You by Michelle Liu and Clara Granados. So I'm still interviewing Michelle here. And the next question I'd like to ask you is, would you say the music you listen to is similar to the music you write, or how do they differ?
A lot of the music that I write comes from the music that I listen to, definitely. My preteens and earlier years were spent listening to a lot of country music. So yeah, like you can definitely tell the influence in what I write. I have specific songs and albums that we were like talking about.
Yeah.
That I wish I had written, and a lot of it is country. So yeah, I can definitely say that I get inspired by the music that I listen to.
Cool. Yeah. Okay, so where can listeners go to support your music if they like what they've been hearing today?
So, they can go on my SoundCloud, which is just Michelle Liu, and it's spelled MICHELLIU, or on my Instagram with the same handle, and I upload little snippets of songs on there as well. So, yeah.
Cool. And the SoundCloud will be linked in this episode of the show if you go to CITR's website. Do you ever do live performances or anything, or are you more just a recording artist?
After a very traumatizing experience back in, like, freshman year where I tripped on a cord in front of 400 people, busted my knee, bloody knee, and then just having to power through and sing. From that moment, I was like, I can't. I don't think I can do this. So I've been trying to, like, work on it a little bit. But, yeah, like, once I hopefully one day I'll get over that fear. But for now, I like just putting it on the internet and just throwing it out there. Hopefully it does good. But, yeah, I don't get to see the people's reactions of, like, when you're playing, you see their faces.
Yeah.
That terrifies me.
That makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, for sure.
All right, so the last song we're going to be playing by you is called Blue. Do you want to introduce that one?
Yeah, so Blue, I think, is one of my favorite songs that I've written because I love playing with visuals, and colors mean a lot to me. You know, blue, when I think about blue, I think about icy, I think about cold. And I wrote this song about this guy in high school that I had a crush on.
Okay.
And that was after I had, like, after I broke up with my then boyfriend and hadn't liked anyone for so long. So having those feelings come back, that the nervousness, that anxiety, like the anticipation of seeing someone new was really off-putting. I was like, this is so weird. I'm not used to it at all. So Blue was written, about this guy, who was also kind of very cold and very apprehensive and very distant, and I was like, how can I get to you, how can I break that shell and really get to know you, and blue and the color blue really, like, stuck to him and represented him in the situation very well. And it's just the melody wise it's just so sad, but it's one of the songs, very few songs that are about love and, like, liking someone and those feelings of I really want to get to know you, because a lot of the songs that are about are about breakups. I'm like, oh, you suck, this situation sucked. But so it's kind of funny, the contrast between a really sad melody and, like, a very hopeful, lovey situation that I was in, which I think is funny. And I really like this one.
Yeah, that's really interesting. All right, so we're going to play Blue, and that's gonna wrap up our interview.
Thank you so
with
much.
Michelle. So thank you so much for coming on the show.
Yeah, of course.
And if you listeners want to find more of her music, you can go to her SoundCloud, which will be linked in the description for today's episode. So this is Blue by Michelle Liu.
Is it okay for me to think about you lately? It's been a while since I felt this way again. never stop daydreaming of you when I wake up. But I know I'm all alone in this affair. From a distance I will care about you, baby. And if you want me, I'll be there right at your door. The ghosts that haunt me, they can't hurt you if you let them. Let me in your head, I want to see your soul. Cause he's a blue.
Strength,
dignity,
respect,
beauty,
self-worth,
safety,
confidence,
choice,
hope.
The Beauty Night Society is a registered charity dedicated to helping marginalized women introduce trust, hope, and self-esteem into their lives. This is the
first day of Through its popular makeover program, the Beauty Night Society has touched the lives of thousands and reintroduced a healthy touch to the lives of vulnerable women throughout British Columbia, creating real life makeovers.
Please visit www.beautynight.org for information on programs and on how to help.
Beauty Night, because dignity is beautiful. I think I was blind before I met
you. I'm feeling blessed because I got to have Michelle on my show. Her music is so wonderful. Make sure you guys check that out later. All right, so now I'm going to get back into some other music that's not by someone who is in my presence right now. So I'm going to be playing Service Road by Better Oblivion Community Center, which is, I'm a little bit confused about how this band works. I'm pretty sure it's just Phoebe Bridgers and Connor Oberst, and they made like a duo group together. But this is a great song. My brother sent this to me, and he said that it's one of his favorite songs right now. And then I asked him to tell me, like, oh, well, how does it make you feel? Like, what are the associations you have with it? And what he said was he doesn't really understand what the song is about, but to him it embodies, like, a man who is depressed, but it speaks about him in a positive way. So the way that I interpreted that was, like, maybe you know someone who's struggling with depression, but you're rooting for him to get better and you care about him. And my brother said this song is good for a wandering mind. And I like songs that you can daydream to, so maybe have a daydream when you guys hear this one. So this is Service Road by Better Oblivion Community.
You should really call your brother. Someone put up a picture where he can't stand. He's holding on to the table, probably throwing darts, playing cards. Something that he lost made him so mad. Always said it didn't matter. With a pile of filthy coins clenched in his hands, asking strangers to forgive him. But he never told them what it is he did to them that made him feel so bad. Say what you mean and say it now. Don't state your name, that doesn't count. He is doing better. I notice a final eviction, he just laughs. Always had a sense of humor, still joking till the bitter end. All those threats he made can't walk them back. In and out of indecision, in and out of any options he once had. Farewell, so long, till the trouble that you made in hate is gone. Say what you mean and say it now. Don't throw a fit, quit acting out.
stands alone, watching a man tear apart the thing I thought we would. Oh, all the dreams that I believed were sure, they're now uncertain. Why I'm so uncertain? And I've not forgiven the things you've done. Didn't anyone tell you you should never let the void? Even if it's tempting, no, it's just not the same. It is so unlike you, feel so ashamed. But you've gone and you've filled it and you've thrown it all away. Are you happy? Oh, so happy. Are you happy with yourself?
Thank you for listening to CITR 101.9 FM. You just heard The Void by Leighton Kramer, and before that, you heard Service Road by Better Oblivion Community Center. So The Void by Leighton Kramer makes me feel like I'm driving up the coast on a really sunny day, so that song fits with the theme I was trying to go for with this playlist, which is sun music. And yeah, it just reminds me of, so I'm from San Diego, California. It reminds me of driving up the coast and just seeing all the beautiful beaches and everything. So today I just wanted to tell you guys a little bit about what I've been learning in my psychology of music class, because that is just an amazing class. So we just had this unit on music and emotion, and I was just so excited reading through the textbook and the lecture. I was just like, wow, I could not ask for more. This is amazing. So something really interesting that I learned was that the top 40 songs have been more emotionally complex, like have progressively gotten more emotionally complex since the 1960s. And I guess what that means is just like the way that they contrast slow and like minor keys with fast and major keys and different things like that, signals that make people feel things when they listen to music. So I found that really interesting. I guess people are just becoming more complicated. Another really interesting thing is that in Western music, in Western music, minor and slow is perceived as sad and major and quick is perceived as happy. So now there are more common combinations. And I guess my question was, like, is the world getting sadder because people are listening more to more complicated emotional pieces? But I don't know. That's just something I wondered. And my textbook argued that it might reflect the social movement that has been in Western society lately of questioning simple categorizations and binaries. So if you're interested in all this nonsense that I'm talking about, the textbook is called Psychology of Music from Sound to Significance by Tan Pfordrescher, I can't pronounce that, I'm sorry, and Har. So that's the book.
Making a cuppa? Stop! How many cups of tea are you making? What? There's enough for 10 cups in there. Only boil the amount of water that you actually need. Very good, old boy.
That's right. The British are making less tea to conserve energy. Students can conserve energy, too.
A student's life often follows a pattern. Eat, sleep, study. During this routine, don't forget to make time for energy conservation. This will be the easiest thing you do all semester, and a little bit goes a long way. Do your laundry in cold water and hang clothes on standing dry racks or clotheslines instead of using electricity-intensive dryers. If a dryer is the only option, throw in a dry towel with wet clothes to absorb moisture and cut down on drying time.
For more energy-saving tips, go to www.bchydro.com. This message brought to you by BC Hydro and CITR 101.9.
So the next song I'm going to show you guys is called Ghosts and Flowers by Expanda Fuzz. And they are a Canadian artist. And this song kind of reminds me of King Gizzard and the Wizard and the Lizard Wizard. I'm not sure if you guys have heard that band. But if you have, the reason it reminds me of them is because they have these weird breathy vocals, but like in a way that works. So this is a nice song. It's called Ghosts and Flowers by Expanda Fuzz.
Visions blurred from a seed in the
was Ghosts and Flowers by Expanda Fuzz. And now I'm going to be playing you guys my last song of the day, and I thought that to fit with my theme of sun music, I would play a song that's really happy. Even though outside it's like all snowy and stuff, but it is still sunny, so the sun music theme works. So this song is called All I Want by Broken Social Scene. It's a really happy song, I think. And they're singing about Toronto. So yay, Canadian music. And I think the song sounds like camping. So it's all nature-y and it's good stuff. So yeah, thank you guys for listening to my show today. This will be my last song. Next week I'm going to be having two guest hosts with me. They're my two best friends from San Diego. So please tune into that one. I'm so excited to have them on. And make sure you check out Michelle Leo's music. The link to her SoundCloud will be in the description for this episode on the website. Or if you don't want to use the internet, actually you need the internet to find her. But I can just tell you the name. It's Michelle Liu, so that's M-I-C-H-E-L-L-I-U. And after my show, we have Synchronicity, hosted by Marie Bernard, and that's a show about balancing your mind, body, and soul. So thank you guys for listening to Feeling Sounds. My name is Sarah, and have a wonderful rest of your day.
Summon up the violence of a child, chop down my foundations, bring down the house around me like Samson on my head. Well, that's something I'm installed in. Watch the dropper, phone calls to Toronto, I forgot to sterilize. Toronto.